For a smoker, the Herculean task of quitting takes many paths. Pills, jogging, stress management, chewing gum. Name it, a smoker has tried, failed, and continued lighting up. Subbing veggies for smokes is not new, but according to UB researcher Gary Giovino, new information indicates it may be a highly effective way out for the nicotine addict.
Turns out that when we used abstinence from all tobacco for at least 30 days as the indicator of quitting, that people who ate 4 more servings of fruits and vegetables were 3 times more likely to be abstinent than people who ate 2 or fewer.
Giovino's study surveyed activities for smokers for over 14 months. His work with grad student Jeff Hyback allowed for socioeconomic factors and the general fitness of the subjects before publishing their paper with the journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research. While the research covered 14 months, Giovino observed some initial clues almost 30 years ago.
I started to wonder if people who weren't eating well, who had suboptimal nutrition, might be more susceptible. I kind of put that idea off for a long time, but over the years I started noticing that there were a lot of epidemiologic studies, cross-sectional studies, and they were very consistent. They showed that cigarette smokers had by far the worst diets when you compared their diets with former smokers and with people who had never smoked.
That finding sparks a notable question. Does smoking lead to an unhealthy lifestyle and poor diets, or does a poor diet make an individual more susceptible to the cravings of habitual smoking? Giovino, the chair of the Department of Community Health and Health Behavior at UB, admits he doesn't have that answer.
It's a nice anecdotal element to offer to a smoker.
But there's
got to be more than that.
It's far from proven.
Right.
I mean, it's an interesting idea. The way I word it is the data continue to be supportive of the hypothesis. But on questions like this, you need experiments. Part of the reason of getting this out there is just hopefully to stimulate research.
Giovino acknowledges further study could lead in many directions, perhaps even that his original concept is wrong. But that's science, and the scientist uses the dead ends to eliminate possibilities until the truth is discovered. Until that time, Giovino encourages smokers to hit the produce aisle.
I certainly think that would help. People, when you eat more fruits and vegetables, you feel more satisfied. If you eat salads, you feel more satisfied. Vegetables fill you up. And when you're filled up, you're more satisfied. Some people confuse hunger with the desire for a cigarette. Now nothing is going to take away the desire for a cigarette. You still have to use your own personal agency to quit. But what my line of research is starting to be about is, can we give people some more tips that can we uncover some more tips that will help people quit?
Possessing the hyper-analytic tendencies of an intense researcher, Gary Giovino is clearly focused on the methods and conclusions associated with his findings. Yet after an hour of free-flowing conversation, he displays a charismatic optimism toward his topic. And that's something he appears determined to pass along to smokers, people, he says, who have had their minds hijacked by tobacco.
Well, yeah, quitting smoking is hard, but lots of people have done it. It's like learning how to ride a bicycle. As long as you keep learning from your experience and keep at it, you can do it.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.